Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
So how'd it go this weekend here? I mean, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, single dad, Sides wants to take you out. You were sort of on the fence about it?
Kind of on the fence, because we talked earlier in the week, and all the time that I've been going out, I've been meeting a lot more dads that have had children, and I didn't know if I want children. I still don't know if I want children. I'm only 24. And
you've been hanging out at a lot of Monkey Joe's, right? Looking for guys there?
Actually, Johnny has Hideaway.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Different kind of daddy. That's a sugar daddy.
No, I mean, I'm just not sure if I really want children yet. And it was concerning with me and getting involved with a single dad, because when you get introduced to the kid at all, and I don't want that responsibility just yet, or I don't think I did. So I had a date lined up with this guy who I had a couple of conversations with, seemed really awesome. So on Sunday, we went to a sports bar and just watched some sports and had a couple of beers and some dinner. And I have to say, it was probably the most attentive date I've ever had. Very concerned and asking me questions and getting to know about me. So conversation was great. I actually talked about his child for a little while, which
I thought was cool.
Showed me pictures and was just a really awesome dad, which I thought was cool because he's caring. But besides that, there was just no chemistry. And I wanted there to be chemistry because he was so attentive. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've never been on a date where someone was just so concerned about getting to know you as a person.
How crazy. Isn't that the point of a date?
Weird.
Kind of the point of the date, but I mean,
it sounds like he was a respectful guy too.
Very respectful, concerned about if I was doing okay, if I needed anything else on the table, but yeah, there's just...
And guys you normally go out with, that's not the case?
I mean, just constantly making sure if I needed anything. I mean, no, like guys don't really ask questions. I mean, sometimes it's an uncomfortable conversation, but they don't really like ask about your life and where you grew up and what else about you?
Sometimes guys like to talk about themselves, Bert.
Not the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you guys do or don't like that?
Did you say something, Jeff?
But other than that, there was no chemistry. But I honestly, I would never be opposed to dating a single dad, because I thought it was great.
So it sort of opened the doors to that category, just not necessarily this dude.
Yeah, not necessarily this guy, but there was nothing bad about him having a kid. I was actually really excited to learn about his child.
Do you think that you would run into the same situation with other single dads, just because you guys are at such different places in your life that there's just not, it doesn't even afford the time to be sort of compatible right now?
Maybe, but I don't know
if it was a conscious thought that you didn't have chemistry, or if it was just, it would have been there whether he was a single dad or not.
I think so. I mean, I didn't have a problem that he had a kid. Mm-hmm. That was not even the issue. There's just no spark. There was nothing enlightening about it.
Smooch him.
There was no wanting to kiss him, go do a movie afterwards. There was just nothing there.
Do you think that he was feeling the same way on his end, or do you think he's still interested?
I think he was still interested at the end of the date. So I haven't texted him back. He texted me as soon as we got done with the date, saying he had a great time. And I was like, I had a great time too, but I haven't really established that there won't be another date.
Now, this is the interesting question right here, because as we said last week, is that if you're a single parent, the last thing in the world you have is time, right? It's all about time management.
Sure.
So if you're a single parent and you get past the first date, you're still into it, but the person that you're with isn't, would you just want to know on that second date or that second call just to say, hey, it's just not working for me, so you don't have to continue to go and waste your time?
Yeah. I mean, I think it goes back to our conversation last week about there being a little more responsibility in communication when it comes to this, him being, you know, communicating about his child and, mm-hmm. and you being honest about how you feel about it. So maybe if you know there's really no shot, then maybe you do need to shut that door mm-hmm. with him.
I don't think you have to say anything after one date. I think you can just not return the phone call and not return the text, and it's fine.
Just cut it off.
So the rules are the same, that if you're not interested, you just let it fade.
After one date, had they been out on three or four, yes, it's worth a conversation, but or at least an exchange of an email or a text or something like that. But I think after one date,
see, there's a part of me that I would feel bad, like I don't want him to think that it was because he's a dad. But well, that'd be did. Me. I'm just saying. I don't know if that applies, so but I'd be like,
So maybe there's like some e-card that says, I would like you even if you didn't have, or I would not like you even if you had no kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that type of, so there's got to be a way to convey that message.
Blue Mountain, I'm sure, has something with some kind of airbrush, you know.
It's not the kid, it's you.
Yeah, it's not the kid, it's you. Can I babysit your kid, though?
Hey, Roxy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, guys. I'm actually in the same sort of situation, but I'm the one with the kids.
Okay.
And I'm dating a guy who's forcing me to communicate all the time. It's kind of opposite of what y'all are doing, but I would want to know, because it is all about time management, and it's hard to balance sometimes, but this guy I'm with is just so wonderful. He's so understanding when, like, well, I can't go tonight, one of the kids is sick or whatever, but I would be honest with him. If you don't think there's going to be another date, I would tell him.
After one date?
Well, I mean, if she doesn't want to go out with him again, yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
So wouldn't that be determined on how aggressive he is at trying to get a second date? Like, if he keeps texting her, then at that point, shouldn't she say something? Or is she obligated immediately right now, the next time he texts, to say, look, this isn't working for me?
Well, if she likes being pursued, then yeah, keep letting him text her. I'm just saying.
I mean, he hasn't texted back after the initial text, and we did talk about how it's hard for him to date, but it literally, and the other key factor was that I don't think he's been divorced that long either. I think it's only been less than maybe 8 months mm-hmm. since he's been divorced, so
Is he still pissed off?
I can't tell. I can't. I mean, I don't know.
She stopped listening.
I just wanted to talk about me. No, I mean, yeah, he said it's a problem dating. He was like, thanks for taking a chance on me. Thanks for coming out and spending time with me. So I think that was a little bit of a iffy factor, too.
Yeah, I don't want to be the rebound.
I'm on the opposite end of Jen on this. I think if he texts you again or he calls you again, I think if I'm you, just because he's a single dad and there's a time management issue there, I just go, hey, man, thanks so much. But this is more of a friendship thing for me than anything else.
But that's only if.
If, yeah. I mean, I don't think you have to volunteer that. You're saying, so if he texts 3, 4, 5 times.
Everybody gets the point. If you don't hear from someone, they're not interested. Whether you got kids or not, that's the universal sign of I'm not interested is ignore.
Hey, Adam, we've got about 10 seconds here, man.
Hey, I'm a single dad, and I do have custody of my kid. It's just kind of, you do have to let them know, because we really don't have time to waste time with everything else.
So, like, she doesn't need to volunteer it, though, right? Like, if he texts or calls, then she'll let him know?
Yeah, that would be fine, yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to do it? You're going to let him slide.
There's no text message yet, so I don't have to worry about it. I guess I'll worry about that if it comes in or the phone calls come in, but right now, no.
The Bert Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.